from the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, with two-man coverage of the red and gold, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Touchdown, Daniel Sorensen! That's for everybody who didn't expect that one. I did not expect that play. I did not expect him to get a touchdown on that. DeMarcus Robinson's touchdown was huge. So was Tyreek Hill's long touchdown. Damian Williams got a touchdown. A lot of people played a very good game in this game. At the very end of the day, Kansas City did what they needed to do, and they took care of things, and they are the number one seed in the AFC playoffs. It's a fantastic thing for them to accomplish. If you would have told me at the beginning of the season that they were going into the final game 11-4 with the chance to win the one seed, I would have taken it. They played well enough in this game at times to be this one seed, and that's what they are. Defense played spectacular. Four turnovers. Can't really say much else about that. Touchdown, Daniel Sorensen on a pick six. Reggie Ragland almost had another pick six. Lots of big things going on for Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes threw for over 5,000 yards. He got 50 touchdown passes. Joins only Peyton Manning as the only two quarterbacks in NFL history to complete those feats in the same season. Tyreek Hill takes over the yardage record for most receiving yards by a player in Kansas City Chiefs history. Travis Kelce takes over the receptions record for most receptions by a player in Chiefs history. Just beat out Tony Gonzalez by one with his reception for 25 yards at the end of the game. And, you know, honestly, Kelce played well, but one big drop. Kelce played well. Mahomes missed him on a play, and that's going to happen. And, you know, those types of plays are going to happen. You look at what this means for this team. This team is headed into the postseason. They control their own destiny. They hopefully will be a lot healthier when it comes 2 weeks down the road. It looks like, I don't know if Jeff Irving is overtaken Cameron Irving or Jeff Allen is overtaking Cameron Irving as a starting left guard, or if Cam Irving is still nursing his knee and they're trying to give him more time to rest. Hopefully LDT will be back for the postseason. It looks like he is probably on track to come back in the postseason. Sammy Watkins looks to be on track coming back into the postseason. It is really interesting to see whether or not how this team fares going forward, because they have a lot of weapons that are coming back that they've been missing. Spencer Ware didn't play today. Eric Berry didn't play today. He went out with a sore heel. Jordan Lucas got injured during the game with a neck injury, didn't come back. Derek Nnadi got a concussion. I would expect both of those guys are probably healthy when it comes back in 2 weeks, since Kansas City gets a bye. It is just me today. I think this may end up being a bonus episode. So there you go on that one. Ryan actually was at the game, and Matt Derrick has a TV spot. So hopefully we're going to have a show a little bit later on. But right now, here's your post game. Patrick Mahomes passed for almost 5,100 yards in the season, 50 touchdowns. Huge season for Patrick Mahomes. He becomes the, like I said earlier, the second player in NFL history to do that. But hey, we have to move on, and it'll be interesting to see who they play. It looks like Los Angeles is going to win. So it looks like obviously they're going to be the 5 seed anyway. Baltimore, it looks like they were going to win. So I'm guessing they're going to be the 4 seed. I'm recording this a little bit before that game is over, although that game got really close late. And Cleveland has an opportunity to win at the very end. So there could be still a shakeup coming on that one. We'll have to see how that one shakes out. Obviously, we're not going to know who Kansas City is going to play for a couple of weeks, because they're going to have the divisional round. And once that is done, then we will know who Kansas City has coming to Kansas City. Nice thing for the Chiefs is they usually play pretty well at home. And the playoffs go through Arrowhead at this point. You know, New England's got to come there. Houston's got to come there. Baltimore's got to come there. Los Angeles has got to come there. Anybody that's in the playoffs has to come to Kansas City. That's a huge thing for Kansas City, and it should be a very good thing for them to move on, hopefully, to the AFC Championship game and beyond. you know, the one thing that this defense did a little bit of that you wish that they didn't is they did give up a lot of yards at times, and obviously they didn't allow any points, so great for that. And all the turnovers really helped. Don't know what Jared Cook was doing on that pick six to Daniel Sorensen, but thank you for that. And Reggie Ragland made a great play on a ball. I don't know where Derek Carr was throwing that. So, and I wish he would have gotten the end zone, but he obviously was not getting rid of that ball after that play. He came out holding onto that ball pretty tightly. So hopefully this is something that the defense can build on. And we'll have to see how that goes moving forward. Let's take a quick break here. And when we come back, we will discuss what this means and all the records that Kansas City broke. So obviously we've talked about Patrick Mahomes and his over 5,000 yards, 50 TDs. That's huge. Tyreek Hill getting the reception, receiving yards for season. That's big for Kansas City. Travis Kelce getting the receptions for most receptions for a player in Chiefs history. For a brief time on Sunday, he held the all-time tight end receiving record, but that was broke by George Kittle in the fourth quarter of their game against the Rams. Lots of good things to look at in this game. Offense played pretty well for the most part. They ran the ball well. Damien Williams looked good. Darrell Williams looked good. I think that there is a lot to build on going forward in this game. You wish that they would have punched it in when they were at fourth and goal. Or starting first and goal from, I think, about the 7. But, you know, other than that play, I think not much you can really complain about when you look at this game overall. Question marks moving forward. Like I said, injuries are going to be a big question mark. Hopefully Jordan Lucas is back. I think he played well when he was in. Eric Murray came in, and you didn't really see much of a change, so that's a positive sign. But hopefully those guys aren't playing when it comes playoff time. Hopefully Eric Berry's able to come back, and he's going to be a difference maker if he is able to come back and play in the playoffs. I really do believe that. Offensively, you know, there was a couple of times where Patrick Mahomes looked a little off. He had two near picks, and he had one play. And, you know, I'm hoping that at some point in the near future he'll figure out that there are times when you throw the ball, or there are times where you just take the running the ball for a first down. There was a play early in the game, and he had and I think this was right after the Raiders' first fumble, where they got the ball, and Mahomes, the first play, I don't remember exactly what happened. The second play was a mess up with the offensive line. He was trying to change something, and it went nowhere. And then the third play, it's like 3rd and 5, and Mahomes gets the ball. He runs out of the pocket, and he's got a gaping hole to get the first down with his legs. And this is one of the things that he's done several times in the past couple of weeks, where he throws the ball downfield as opposed to just taking the first down. I get wanting to make a play, and I get trying to get the ball downfield and be more aggressive, and I understand that. But in those situations, you know, especially coming off a turnover, keep the ball moving, keep the chains moving. He threw in between Kelvin Benjamin and Travis Kelce. It looked like he was looking at Kelce when he threw the ball, but both Benjamin and Kelce were there, and they had a miscommunication, and neither one went after the ball. So Chiefs ended up punting at that point, and you look at Oakland, and that's when they came back, and they had their interception for a touchdown. And, you know, the first half was great for the Chiefs defense. They played phenomenal. Lot to like in that. Not allowing any kind of points, not allowing them to get close. I mean, the only points they got was a 50-yard field goal. And that's a great thing for this team to build on moving forward. It is the Raiders, so hopefully they're able to build on that and kind of take it into the playoffs. You know, offensively speaking, a couple of missed opportunities today, but still came up big when it was needed. And at the end of the game, they take out Patrick Mahomes and they let Chad Henne play and let some of the backups get some time. And, you know, that was important. Get those guys some touches, get them a little bit of time in the game and get them built up to see how things end up going And, you know, we'll see how that turns out for this team. You know, Garrett Jeter had a nice catch. Anthony Sherman, I'm sure Ryan's going to talk about Anthony Sherman's big catch on, I believe it was a third down. And actually, he had a big catch in the first drive that was a third down, and he ended up stretching out for 10 yards. So big things for this Chiefs offense and moving forward and going into the playoffs. It's going to be nice to have a week where they can rest and they can recuperate and then try to get all healthy going forward. Derek Nnadi would be a big piece if he's not able to get out of the concussion protocol. So we're hoping that he's able to do that. Jordan Lucas is a bigger piece than you would think. I do think that he could play well on the back end and being the third safety as opposed to a guy like maybe Eric Murray would be a good thing. So hopefully he's able to come back from his neck injury and it wasn't anything very bad. I did like what I saw from Dorian O'Daniel, and I did like what I saw from Ward as well. I think Ward played a very good game for the most part. He was out of position a couple of times, and Sorensen helped him on one specific play I remember, but overall he was in the defender. He was in the receiver's pocket most of the game, it seemed like. And you know, you're going to get beat as a corner at times when the QB makes a heck of a throw and the receiver makes a heck of a play. Those types of plays are going to happen. But I fully expect that Ward's going to be the starter from here on out, because I don't see why they would start him and start him this game and go back to Skandrick. So I think that is a permanent move that they're making. And maybe Jordan Lucas being the third safety is a permanent move that they're making. So that's a positive as well. As long as Eric Berry's back and healthy for the playoff game, which I expect that he will be, at least I'm hoping he will be, I think that's good for Kansas City. So I think that's going to be it for me. Hopefully we are recording another show, I believe, with Ryan and Matt a little bit later tonight, and you will get another post-game show. But this is, like I said, a little bit of a bonus show. So here you go. Enjoy it. Let us know what you think on the Locked On Chiefs Twitter account, and we will talk to you a little bit later.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review and reach out to us on Twitter @RyanTracyNFL and @ChrisClarkNFL. We'll talk to you next time.